The global market for hydrogen trucks is projected to surge from under $4 billion in 2025 to nearly $17 billion by 2035. That's more than a 400% increase in just one decade. The question is no longer if heavy-duty hydrogen transport will happen, but who will dominate the market when it does. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a major shift in the hydrogen economy. For years, we've talked about potential and pilot projects, but the data from early July 2026 shows a clear acceleration from theory to large-scale commercial reality. We're seeing major deployments in transport, critical breakthroughs in production technology, and Fortune 500 companies placing big bets on hydrogen for their core operations.
Exactly, Susie. The focus is shifting from R&D to deployment and from government subsidies to operational efficiency. This week, we're analyzing the real-world traction of hydrogen trucks in Europe, the scaling of electrolyzer manufacturing that makes it all possible, and a surprising new market that's pulling the technology forward, AI data centers.
Let's start with logistics. We've heard for years that hydrogen is ideal for long-haul trucking, but where's the proof?
The proof is now on the road. The EU-funded H2 Accelerate Trucks project just began deploying 125 hydrogen fuel cell trucks across 6 European nations this month. This isn't a small test. It's a coordinated effort by giants like Volvo and Scania to prove commercial viability along key logistics routes, supported by 5 new refueling stations.
So what makes these trucks better than, say, battery electric ones for long haul?
It's about operational reality. The key advantage highlighted in the 2026 Fleet Alternative Fuels Roadmap is the energy-to-weight ratio. Hydrogen fuel cell systems are much lighter than the massive batteries needed for equivalent range. For a European manufacturer, this means you can maintain cargo capacity. More payload per trip means better margins. Refueling also takes minutes, not hours, which is critical for logistics uptime.
And what about in the US? Is this just a European story?
Not at all. Toyota just deployed 40 of its own Class 8 hydrogen trucks for its logistics in Southern California, complete with dedicated fueling infrastructure. Their strategy is to validate the tech in their own controlled freight lanes first. And to scale up, Toyota is now an equal shareholder in CellCentric, the joint venture with Daimler Truck and Volvo Group to mass produce the fuel cell units.
So the competition is heating up. What should our listeners in manufacturing and trading be doing?
For U.S. and European manufacturers, this signals that the transition for heavy-duty fleets is starting. You need to evaluate your own logistics partners and their zero-emission roadmaps. European companies have a slight head start, with projects like H2 Accelerate. For American firms, the Toyota deployment is a key signal to watch. Trading companies should be mapping the emerging refueling infrastructure. Germany's investing 220 million euros to solve this exact chicken-egg problem, coordinating truck and station rollouts. Sourcing and distribution routes will be redefined by this new infrastructure.
So the actionable insight is, don't wait. Start engaging your logistics partners on their hydrogen strategy now, because the technology and the core infrastructure are being built out as we speak. Okay, Troy, putting 165 new trucks on the road in Europe and the US is significant, but it all depends on the fuel. Green hydrogen has always been plagued by high production costs. What's changing?
The core technology is scaling up, and it's backed by serious capital. This week, UK-based ITM Power formally received over $116 million in grants and equity from the UK government. This funding is dedicated to building a 1 gigawatt annual production capacity for their next-generation Kronos electrolyzer stack.
Break that down for us. What is an electrolyzer stack, and why is 1 gigawatt a big deal?
An electrolyzer is the machine that splits water into hydrogen and oxygen using electricity. The stack is the heart of the system. A 1 gigawatt annual capacity means ITM can produce enough electrolyzers each year to enable green hydrogen production that could power roughly 200,000 homes. This scale is what drives down the levelized cost of hydrogen, or LCOH.
The LCOH, that's the total cost of production over the machine's lifetime. I see that benchmark forecasts are putting it at $6 to $8 per kilogram. Is that competitive?
It's getting there. For context, the EU is now projecting Germany's 2030 price at €6.50 per kilogram and Sweden at €4.30. These cost reductions are directly tied to technology improvements, like PEM electrolyzer stacks now reaching operational lifespans of 60,000 to 100,000 hours. Longer life means a lower LCOH.
So we're seeing the manufacturing of the core equipment scale up dramatically. How does this affect companies on the ground?
For U.S. and European manufacturers, especially in hard-to-abate sectors like chemicals or steel, this is a critical signal. Orica, a major chemical company in Australia, just reached a final investment decision on its Hunter Valley Hydrogen Hub, ordering a 50-megawatt system from U.S.-based Plug Power. They are integrating green hydrogen directly into their ammonia production. This is a blueprint for how industrial manufacturers can decarbonize.
And for trading and distribution?
The game is about securing supply. Binding offtake agreements are now the single most critical factor for these large projects to get financing. This week, India's ACME signed a 10-year deal to supply 100,000 tons of e-methanol annually to Japan's Mitsubishi Gas Chemical. Western distributors need to be thinking on this scale, forming long-term partnerships now to lock in future green hydrogen and e-fuel supplies as production comes online.
The actionable insight seems to be that the producers of the core technology, like ITM Power and Plug Power, are becoming vital strategic suppliers. Executives should be assessing these players not just as vendors, but as potential long-term infrastructure partners. We've talked about transport and production, but you mentioned a surprising new market pulling hydrogen forward. What is it?
AI data centers. The power demand from AI is astronomical, and the grid can't keep up. A new report this week highlights how Bloom Energy, an American company, is gaining significant momentum by supplying its solid oxide fuel cells, or SOFCs, to major data center operators.
Why fuel cells? Why not just more grid power or solar panels?
Because data centers need stable, clean, 24/7 power. They cannot tolerate intermittency. Bloom's SOFCs provide high-efficiency, continuous power on-site, using natural gas today, with a seamless path to using green hydrogen tomorrow. It allows data centers to bypass long grid connection queues and meet sustainability goals. Bloom just announced another major supply contract with an unnamed data center operator on July 9th.
This is fascinating. You're saying a tech trend, AI, is creating an immediate commercial market for a clean energy technology. How does this compare to other fuel cell companies?
It's a key strategic divergence. Compare Bloom to a company like Ballard Power Systems. Ballard focuses on PEM fuel cells for mobility, trucks and buses. That's a massive future market, but it's dependent on a public hydrogen refueling network that is still being built. Bloom's SOFCs for data centers are a self-contained solution for a customer with an urgent, high-value problem today.
So what's the direct impact for U.S. and European manufacturers and tech firms?
For manufacturers with high energy needs or critical facilities, this demonstrates a viable path to energy independence and resilience. On-site fuel cells can provide stable baseload power, insulating you from grid volatility and costs. For European tech companies, especially those building data centers, this is a proven model. Google itself just invested 411 million euros in a German nuclear fusion startup, Proxima Fusion, showing that big tech is looking for direct, long-term solutions to its energy needs.
And for trading and distribution.
This creates a new market for specialized energy infrastructure and fuel supply chains. It's not about public refueling stations, but about dedicated supply for industrial and commercial sites. Companies like Air Products, a major holding in the Van Eck Hydrogen Economy ETF, are already leaders in industrial gas supply. This trend expands that model to thousands of power-hungry data centers and factories.
The actionable insight is clear. If your business depends on stable, high-quality power, you should be evaluating on-site fuel cell solutions like SOFCs. The ROI isn't just about electricity costs. It's about operational continuity in an era of strained power grids.
Looking at the developments of the past week, three strategic takeaways emerge for Western executives.
First, heavy-duty hydrogen mobility is now in the commercial validation phase. With major truck makers deploying fleets in both Europe and the U.S., the technology is proven. The immediate challenge is scaling coordinated refueling infrastructure, and leaders like Germany are funding the solution directly.
Second, the green hydrogen production ecosystem is maturing rapidly. Gigawatt-scale electrolyzer factories are being funded and built. This is translating to better performance, longer lifespans, and a clear path to cost-competitive green hydrogen, with price targets of 4 to 6 euros per kilogram by 2030 becoming credible.
And third, immediate high-value commercial markets are creating pull. The explosive power demand from AI data centers has created a perfect use case for on-site fuel cells, bypassing the need for public infrastructure and providing a faster, more focused route to market for companies like Bloom Energy.
Your action items are clear. First, task your logistics team with creating a hydrogen transition roadmap. Second, begin conversations with electrolyzer manufacturers and energy firms about on-site production potential. And third, if power stability is a risk for your business, start a formal evaluation of fuel cell technology for energy resilience now.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The transition to a hydrogen economy is clearly accelerating, moving from broad strategy to specific high-stakes execution on our roads and in our most critical industries.
The competitive landscape is being defined now. We'll continue to monitor the key players and milestones.
Join us next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an update.